If I could go back in time and give myself a message, I would say, Michael, enjoy the now, because everything's going to work out fine. It's going to work out better than you think. But the thing is, if you don't enjoy the moment, then you're going to look back and you won't have had as wonderful of a life as you could have had if you just enjoyed yourself. Because the secret of life is being here now. Lots of love, many blessings. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. I'm sitting here on one of my favorite beaches in Hawaii. Might be a bit windy, so my apologies. So beautiful, beautiful waves today. We're so blessed to be alive, aren't we? I wanted to share with you today a little bit about how, in retrospect, we really do get what we want. Just think back into your life. Think back 10 years. 10 years. Where were you 10 years ago? What were you doing 10 years ago? Who were you with 10 years ago? Right? What was important to you? What was your vision 10 years ago? When we tune into it, we realize that we, for a start, have changed quite a lot in 10 years. But also we have actually manifested many things that we wanted back then. So just tune into which things, how many things, what have you actually made manifest in your life now in the last 10 years? And did those things come about in the way you thought they would? Or did they come about in a different way? These are very wonderful questions to ask ourselves. When I think back to 10 years ago, I was walking on this very beach many, many times, pretty much every day near enough, or every other day, walking all the way along the beach and all the way back and having conversations about various things that we wanted to manifest. And what I thought I wanted and what I thought the method to get there was have changed. But I have basically manifested almost everything I wanted. It's just that it didn't happen quite as I imagined. It happened in a different way, with different people, and turned out different than I expected. What about you? Did you get what you want the way you wanted, or did it come about in a different way? Now, one thing is the fact that we tend to manifest things in roundabout, strange and wondrous ways. And the other thing is that some of the things we manifest make us happy, and some of them don't really make any difference, do they? Just think about it. In the last 10 years, the things that you did manifest, how many of them actually turned out to make your life better in a significant way, and how many of them really didn't make much difference? Isn't this fascinating? Just to think about these things. Because when we reflect on our life so far. We can learn lessons, can't we? We can discover things that can support us now and in the future. And one of those lessons is what makes us happy and what doesn't. Because not everything makes us happy, does it? You know, a lot of things really don't make much difference at all. Right? So when I think back about the last 10 years, I have done a lot of the stuff that I wanted to do. I have made a lot of the money that I wanted to make. I've lived in the places I wanted to live. And I've had a lot of fascinating spiritual experiences. And I could, of course, reflect more on this and share more things, and I will maybe another time. But what has made me happy? What has actually lasted? What has stayed the course, right? Because some things make us feel good in the moment, but they don't make any difference later on. So what are the things that actually last, that keep giving back again and again and again? The thing that comes to my mind and my heart again and again is that the feelings, if I'm feeling happy and I have developed a feeling of contentment, a feeling of having attained what I want in myself, that is giving back over and over and over again. So feelings like peace, relaxation, contentment, calmness, feeling that all is well in the world, a feeling of being in the right place. These are internal experiences. And the more we develop these things, the more they give back to us again and again and again. Because the details of life, right, getting this and getting that and blah, 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 it doesn't really make any difference later on. We think it will, but surely we're wise enough now, looking back on the past, to realize that many things actually didn't make any long-term difference. So what actually makes you happy, and what can give back to you? When we manifest what we want to make sure that the things we choose to create, the things we choose to focus on, are actually going to make a real difference. So these are things to reflect on. There's no right and wrong here, really. It's a matter of just being honest with ourselves. What I'm personally finding in my own life is that a lot of the negative feelings are because of resisting what is. The mind can think, oh, I don't like this, and it shouldn't be like this, it should be like this, and why did this happen? And it just goes on and on and on about what isn't right. But life is as it is in the moment, right? There's no point arguing with it. We can change things, we can do things differently, we can eat differently, right? There's lots of options we have, but in the moment, it is what it is. And what I'm personally finding is the more that I just release any resistance to the present moment, the more I can experience joy in my being, in the now. Whereas the more I'm always wanting something else, and this isn't right, and this isn't right, and blah, 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 the more of a mess it is. The more I feel there's always a lack. The other day I was walking on the beach, and I walked really, really slowly, and there's all these visitors, tourists there on this one part of the beach, in Hanalei Bay. And I was just walking really slowly, right next to the ocean. The ocean was lapping over my feet, going back and forth, and there's all these people and lots of kids running around, and most people were having a great time. It was kind of a nice vibe. And I was just slow down, and I noticed that part of my mind was always thinking about what's next. What do I need to do? What's going to have to be finished? What should I do after that? There's this feeling that there's something outside of the now that I need to give my attention to. So I decided to just be completely present, slow everything down, and just be completely here. And what I experienced is that the real feeling of happiness, the long-lasting experience, is when we slow down and enjoy now, right now. That practice of being here now and enjoying the now is perhaps the most valuable thing we can possibly manifest. Because then, when we end up in the future, which is going to be now, at that moment, then we will enjoy it. But if we don't have the practice of being in the now, then when we manifest whatever it is, that we'll be thinking about what's next, even though we've got this thing that we thought we wanted. So the greatest gift is to learn how to be here and enjoy being alive now, today. It's a very unpleasant feeling to be in the moment and have this conflict that I shouldn't be here, I should be somewhere else. It's a very unpleasant emotion that I am here, but I shouldn't be here, I should be somewhere else. That's conflict, that's internal stress. So we can give ourselves this gift, this practice, that can then give back to us for the next 10 years, the next 100 years, right? It's infinite, right? If you believe in afterlife and it goes on and on, which I do, by the way, it never ends, then this is one of the biggest gifts we can give ourselves, being here and enjoying being alive, without resistance, without complaining in our mind and our heart, being able to slow everything down by about 10 or 15, 20%, slow everything down, which allows us to be in the now very nicely and gently, and then feel those good feelings, experience the good vibrations. Be grateful for what we have. Be grateful for this moment. Be here in the moment. Realize that we are here in this moment for a reason. And if we do this again and again and again, then we are going to have a very, very happy life, aren't we? We're going to have a wonderful life. And then when we get the things that we think we want, physical things, we'll be able to enjoy them in the now. In the now, because otherwise, like in Hawaii, many people come on vacation in order to look at their screens in a different location, right? Oh, we're in a different location looking at our screens, hooray. It's a bit of a waste of money, really. But if we can actually enjoy being alive in the now, and we can do it in the next now, and again and again and again, and resist this resistance, let go of the resistance. Don't let that resistance dominate you. Just let it go. Release the resistance. Then we can finally relax. And when I think back to my own happiest moments, it was when I was just grateful for what I had. Because I've been very, very blessed in many ways. And this gnawing little thought at the back of the mind, I want something else. It wouldn't be better if I had this. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I had this? Wouldn't it be great if this thing changed? All of that was taking away from the joy of the moment. So I've wasted a large amount of my life. I mean, not that much, because I've been practicing these things, but enough for it to be a bit concerning. Huge waste of time by not being with what is. If I could go back in time and give myself a message, I would say, Michael, enjoy the now, because everything's going to work out fine. It's going to work out better than you think. But the thing is, if you don't enjoy the moment, then you're going to look back and you won't have had as wonderful of a life as you could have had if you just enjoyed yourself. Because the secret of life is being here now. I could have had a 10 times better life just by learning that lesson earlier. And actually, I would have manifested even more things, because all of these thoughts, oh, I don't like this, and I don't like this, and I don't want this, all of that stuff is low vibration, and it makes us miserable. It ruins the now, and it actually creates more of the thing that we don't want, right? This is so important to bring it into our heart. So tune into these things. What has happened in the last 10 years? What has actually been the magic moments, the things that really made you happy? And what can you do to have a better life? Now, to enjoy the now. Lots of love. Hopefully this has been helpful. And by the way, if you haven't already, I'd love you to subscribe to the podcast so we can reach more people. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy, enjoy, and many, many blessings.